Well, time for this fellow, Fletchy. We love having this bloke on. He's in fine form as well.
This is his intro song.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why it's his intro song, but I like it. Why is that, Fletchy?
Think of Braveheart.
Oh, yeah.
Think of William Wallace when he's courting.
Oh, William Wallace. You know what he was courting? He was courting the action on the weekend, our man. Pleased to say, Jared's on the line. Hello, mate.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Yeah. Oh, mate, we're great. A good afternoon you had. Mate, you had it. I reckon that's one of the best games I've seen you play on the weekend. You had an absolute stormer.
I appreciate that, mate. It was a bit of fun, wasn't it? Get out there, 3 o'clock, in front of a home crowd. It was an absolute cracking 34-degree day on the Gold Coast. And to get out and win by 40 was unreal.
What's going with the ball playing? Have you been given free license to roam around?
Just during the week. I watched a few clips back on you, and mate, why not add that to my game?
Yeah, it's fair enough. I did see those four missed tackles too.
No, I kept that part out of my game. But no, mate, honestly, it's always been there. Always been in the tank, but look, obviously, having guys like Dave, having guys like Tino, AJ and all that, just running holes and just, being big bodies, having that confidence in myself again and the confidence in my team, knowing that they're going to be pushing into holes or pushing, out the back and things like they did on the weekend. It makes my job so much more fun and so much more easier, and Justin has given us all that license to play footy when we see it, not just our halfbacks or our outside backs, not just me, just everyone. When we see opportunities, we take them. And then, if it doesn't come off, well, we back each other in our defence and we work from there. But unfortunately, luckily for me, it's just working at the moment, so it's good.
So while we've often talked about the halves and the little men in our game, saying with these new rules, it's fastened it up. But how has it been for a front rower? You just mentioned that you can see more holes out there. Is because the fatigue in the forwards, have you noticed anything with the bigger boys?
Yeah, I think so. I think everyone's game plan at the moment is tightening the ruck right up. So as soon as the game gets a bit faster through the middle, or you get a few six agains, it spreads that the defence that bit wider. So it just gives opportunities to play, and that's like what Justin is trying to instill in us at the moment. It's yes, we've got our structure, but it's the unstructured structure like that Melbourne play or, South's play with Luttrell and things like that. That's what's working, and that's what he's trying to build into our game. And I think, the way how fast the game's got at the moment, it's definitely, the late offloads or the football playing through the middle and things like that. It's definitely helping things like that. But, I think, having that confidence in your teammates to just push in the holes, whether the play's on or not, it makes makes all the difference.
Hey, Jared, there's all of a sudden a nice tussle here, and you being a Queenslander, if you're the Queensland selectors, who's the Queensland fullback? Are you going AJ or are you going Kalen Ponga?
Oh, I'm going AJ any day of the week. Yeah. I'm not biased or anything with him being my teammate, but, mate, I think his form has just been, fantastic. To come off a back injury, he literally had a disc, a fracture clean through his disc. He come back and played six games, and he was one of the biggest reasons why we just absolutely, had changed our form. Having him at the back, he's always there. He's always popping up. He's lightning fast, He's got a great passing game. And to tell you the truth, I think he's had it over Ponga, in the last two games that we played tonight. So, look, it's a great headache to have, having two guys like Kalen and AJ. It's fantastic for Queensland, so...
Hey, well, we've been talking about Tino and Fifita, and with good reason, because they're braining it. But there's a bloke by the name of Tyrone Peachy who the last two or three weeks is back to that form where he got picked for the Prime Minister's, actually played for New South Wales in 2018 too. What's going on with him? What is he just in a happy place, or did he? What's Justin said to him?
Yeah, 100%, mate. I think so. I don't know exactly what Justin told him, but whatever he's done has been fantastic. His form in the back end of last year was just unreal. He was one of our better forwards. He's another Almost like another ball player or like a halfback, you know, that goes through the middle, but he plays like a middle. Like, he's taken that game to the next level with that hard edge of a lock now. Like, he gets his hands dirty, you know, but he's got speed like an outside back. He's got vision. Like, you've seen him on the weekend putting in grubbers, getting six agains. And I think that's why it makes him so dangerous. And to see him so happy and playing that football, that the reason why the Titans brought him here in the first place, you know, he was doing that at Penrith, and now look what he's doing here. And he's off contract this year, and I think he's putting every, you know, last bit of his hands up and just saying, look, I'm here, I'm back, I'm playing great footy. And, you know, he's building great combinations with Big Tino, Davey on the edges, Kevy, like he set Kevy up for a beautiful try on the weekend. And, you know, why wouldn't you re-sign him in the form that he's got?
Tell you what, Jared, you can tell in your voice it's a happy camp. You can really clearly tell that you guys are a happy bunch. You've got a big month or so.
Yeah, it makes me excited to talk about it.
Yeah,
it
I can tell.
It makes me excited.
No, absolutely, I can tell. You've got a big month coming up. Included in the month, you've got the Bunnies, you've got the Panthers a bit later on. But this week you take on the Seagulls. Yep. And the game's at Mudgee. So how does your preparation work for this particular game? How do you get to Mudgee? What's the plan of attack this week, Jared?
Yeah, mate. So we'll fly down Friday morning, like early morning, and we'll do captain's run when we get there. So we've got a charter flight, so we'll fly straight to Mudgee.
Ah, right.
Which is handy for us, because usually I think, you know, you fly to Sydney, 3-hour drive to Sydney, or 4-hour drive to Sydney to Mudgee from there. So we'll charter flight straight there. We massage, training, kind of just like a normal Sydney, you know, away trip, and then play 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And I think we actually were straight on a charter flight straight back home. So, because we've got a short turnaround against Bunnies on the Friday night. So it'll be nice and cruisy. I know that they make sure that everything's prepped and ready for the players. So, you know, it'll be good.
Speaking about the Bunnies, mate, we've got your back. We've got your back, Jared. You're a big fan favourite of our show. Speaking about a Bunny, we spoke to one of the Bunnies after a big victory over the Roosters, and here's what he had to say.
He's been a big, big signing from the Gold Coast. I'm pleased to say he joins us now. Jared Wallace, g'day.
Hey, guys, how you going?
Jesus, sharp. You didn't buy it.
Jared Wallace.
No, we put...
I had to think about that for a second there. You got me.
Wonderful. No, just the, Jai, sorry. The context for that is that Fletch and I interviewed Jai, Jared Wallace during the week. I'm getting confused myself now. And Jared had a go.
There you go. Well, you know the context of that, but we thought we just...
What about he was just going to roll with it too? Like, it was nothing. He was just going to go off as if he was me.
Well, why wouldn't he, mate? You're flying. He wants to be you. Well, why wouldn't he?
Yeah. Nah, exactly. Why not? Like, I'm more than happy to, throw him under the bus and say, I'm not him. But if he wants to take me, that's fine.
But
I'm looking forward to that battle next week, actually. It'll be good.
Well, I'll tell you what you should be looking forward to, because we've had a few players on our show, and if they didn't score the next weekend, the first weekend, they scored the next weekend. So they've been on air, and then they've scored.
Well, he did the same thing.
Yeah.
You did the same thing when you last spoke to us. You scored the next that following week.
Oh, I did too. That's right, against Bronx.
And you know what's going to happen either this week, or I'm saying Bunnies. I reckon against the Bunnies.
No, I'd say both.
Straight over the top of Jai Arrow.
Straight over top of Jai Arrow on Jai Arrow.
That's it.
Yeah, what a contest that'll be. Hey, I'm going to hold you to that. I'll call you personally on Monday. And thank you. If I go over this week, or even next week.
No. That's right. Now, if you go over this week, you have to call back, because you know what happens when you call. So,
or just go and put $10 bucks on your... Oh, you can't. You can't. Sorry, those rules. Yeah. Those rules have changed, haven't they?
Yeah, the winds have changed.
They have changed. Can't do that. You do it for me, and we'll see how it goes.
I can do it. I can do anything
there
I want.
There you go. Hey, Jared Wallace, great to chat, mate, and congratulations on your game. You've got to back it up now. It was a sublime game.
No, I appreciate it, boys. And like I said, always love talking to you guys. Thank you for actually turning up this time, Fletch, not sending in blocker like you did last time.
But, I've only got to work 3 days, because the other 2 days I build orphanages around Bondi. I'm up to my fourth
is
orphanage.
Is that with building with Jai Arrow?
Yeah. Have you been watching Maths?
I have, actually, yes.
Do you ever see Kerry around? She's on the Gold Coast, isn't she?
Who?
Kerry, you know,
the
Kerry and Johnny.
Therapist.
Yeah, she's based on the Gold Coast.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah.
I think, I think someone's got a bit of a crush on Kerry.
Now, she's the pick of the crop for sure.
Yeah, I think she's got a bit of a crush.
She's the pick of the crop for sure. Righty,
mate, that's funny.
We've got to go before we get a divorce.
Yeah. Good on you, mate.
There's Jared Wallace, champion fella.